Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so much problem with me so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Fully for them, we said them no back on. Them never know the place I was. People will know the real struggle me feel. A people like Squid and Cuz. This music beat is like a battle to me. So much fucking hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me peace. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy we need. Try you keep me firm and strong. And really keep winning by any means, yeah. Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Me no friendly with the media. Everyone already know. Some people go believe everything them keep on TV.
Everything them hear on radio. Them see a video thing I need them want.
Them plan up how fi take it from you.
God now go back if I'm a gun me drop.
Every day I'm a keep from you.
But in the means of all his enemies, try you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet.
Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy me need. Try you keep me firm and strong.
And really keep winning by any means, yeah.
Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know.
Them no happy till we happy.
Them no happy till we make it up.
Oh, why do some quote a copy?
The most power them gain is with them mouth.
All who are try stop papi.
Not a situation when we do.
Billions fi not nice, billions fi dreadful. Get to youth fi make it and no be ungrateful. Big old Spani Hillion who are button grateful. Pretty gal a give me wings like Red Bull. All I am the pang me waist and was every clip full. You can't touch the dusty nigga, them very skillful. Aye. Now in the midst of all his enemies,
try you keep me firm and strong.
Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet.
Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy me need. Try you keep me firm and strong.
And really keep winning by enemies.
Try you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know.
Baby.
They definitely trying to kill my vibe. Don't ask me what happened. Okay. I believe we got some sound going on here. I don't even know if I can... Oh. This shit is crazy. I wonder if I could be heard on an actual show. I'm going to assume I can. So everything was flowing, internet working, and all of a sudden, as soon as my show got ready to start, everything cut off. Won't nothing come back on. But they ain't know I had a landline, though. This is crazy, man. It ain't really crazy. It's the type of shit that happened when you broadcasting. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hello world, and welcome to the Ascended Mind Show, hosted by the one and only Uno Self. Today's illusion is May 14th, 2022, and this show is created to invoke thought and put to rest that slave mentality and awaken that divinity within you. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, this show here is going to be about the dimensions, you know, third, fourth, fifth dimension, and we're going to even talk about the first and second dimension. We can't skip those. So right now, I'm just kind of scrambling right now trying to get this shit back together because I thought I wasn't going to be able to go on because I'm going to just say I'm having technical difficulties. Some mysteriously out the damn blue, my shit is paid for, internet good, got the highest speed. You know what I'm saying? So shit like this don't just happen. But I need somebody to tune into the show and tell me if I could be heard. So I'm going to just go to the call line. And if somebody could tell me if they can hear me.
You talking about?
Hello? Hey, can you hear me? Hello? 716.
Yeah.
404. Can you hear me?
Yo.
Can you hear me? You said yeah? Well, I'm going to take my chances. I hate doing shows, and I can't be heard. Not can you hear me on, not can you hear me on Facebook. Can you hear me on the blog show? Can you hear me on the blog show? Let me go back to the call line, see if I could be heard real quick. 786.
We can hear you, Uno.
Okay, perfect, perfect, man. I don't know what, like, my whole system just shut off on me, and I was ready to go, but it went down. It is what it is, as long as I can still get broadcast.
You can see what you're talking about. You know your topic, you know, with your topic, you know, these things happen, you know.
Yeah, that happened a lot on the older shows, certain topics. They had just shut the whole thing off or take out portions, you know, just crazy, man. But I literally, like, now ain't none of my system working. It's been working all day. It's been good all day. As soon as I get ready to go on, everything just shut off. That's wild. All right, man, I appreciate you, man. I'm going to actually bring you in, you know, and pay some respects to you when I get done with what I'm talking about and everything.
Okay, I appreciate that, Uno.
Yes, sir. Peace to the God.
Peace.
All right. So, some of this stuff is simple. Some of it is simple, and some of it is right in your face, and it's so simple that you won't even notice it. I had a few things I was going to read because I just came across them. I didn't even have time to get my notes together, you know, so I definitely got caught slipping this show. You know what I mean? But it's all good. I'm still going to reach my point as best as possible. So, like I said, some things people may already be aware of, and some things people may not. But I'm going to go over these things to give you confirmation and to give you, from my perspective, and you may can observe your life and see the same things in your perspective. So we're talking about the third, fourth, and fifth dimension. The question that I pose is, Are you in the third, fourth, or fifth dimension? Now, when we talk about these dimensions, we're talking about your mentality, your thought as it relates to the world around you and the world within you. You know, so that's what we're talking about. So all of the, when we're talking about all this other stuff and what Einstein is talking about, I'm not talking about none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about how you use this thought process to observe the world around you and how you counter, you know, things that are affecting you and causing an adverse effect in your life. So the first dimension, simple. The first dimension is we're going to talk about the sperm. You know, that's the involuntary impulse. You know, that's one dimension. You don't have any awareness, anything. You got involuntary impulse. You just swinging that tail. That's still you. That was you then, and this is you now. So you still the same. You still the same being as the sperm. All right. That's the first dimension. When you and somebody's nuts swimming around with all your other siblings and whatnot, trying to get up out of there. So anyway, the second dimension. Okay. When you in a wound and you're developing, you can't see the world around you. You're not aware of the world around you. You know, you're developing. That's the second dimension. See what I'm saying? So I want you to just observe this. First dimension, sperm. Second dimension, developing in the womb. Now, when you born, you pass through the canal. When you born, now you come into the third dimension. Then we're talking about height, width, and depth. Now we're talking about the third dimension. You can see, feel, touch. You can use your senses. And this is the dimension that they want you to be stuck in. This is the dimension of where they control you with the liberal arts. This is where liberal arts is at its best. When your mind, we're talking about your mind. When your mind is stuck in, is in this third dimension, this is where they can school you. This is where they can put you in a school, play mind tricks on you, brainwash you, coerce you. They do it through leaders. They do it through television, radio, celebrities. They get the money gods, you know what I'm saying? Authority, things like that, through the religious gods, the Krishnas, the Jesus, and all that. They're going to do whatever they can at their disposal because their job is to outthink you at an early age and get you on their agenda, even if it's speaking their language, even if it's learning their ethics and things like that. They want to civilize you, you know what I'm saying, out of your culture and your language and your heritage and your birthrights and everything else, you know. So this is the most crucial dimension. The third dimension is where the mass majority of people are stuck. And that means, you know, they can't see past their face. This is the dimension where they keep you in a state of necessity. Always need money to pay bills. They play on your five senses with religion, social status. You can observe your life and everything I'm saying, you can observe your life and see these things happening. If you have memory, all of it's going in your Akashic memory, you can observe these things happening. You can observe when you're stuck in the third dimension, when you can't move, when you're glorifying celebrities, when you're glorifying leaders, always looking for a leader to lead you to nowhere. That's an illusion. Having a leader is an illusion. See what I'm saying? This is why I don't be like, hey, yeah, I want to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take on that role because I don't want to support that illusion. You know what I mean? So when you're in this dimension, it's hard to wake up from this dimension. You know what I'm saying? You'll be stuck in this dimension for a lifetime. And when you wake up from the dimension, from that dimension, from your anxiety, that's when your anxiety from your environment, from laughing, you know, at other people's agony and pain, instead of getting lessons out of life, you laugh at people's misfortune. You know, you have limited food resources, which is usually the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? You're just in assimilated reality that someone more than likely thinking in the fourth and fifth dimension created for you. They created this reality. They knew what they was going to do before you were born, after you were born. This is why all of the offices and the paperwork is set up to process you and civilize you and bring you into the civil registry, which is now called the Vital of Statistics. So you gotta be able to be around somebody or see things and observe things to bring you out of that third dimension. Otherwise, you'd be in there for the rest of your life. This is why your environment plays a major role on you being stuck in that dimension. Now, when the internet, the greatest archive on the planet, start coming out, feeding people information, now you're able to come into this scholarship, this mental scholarship, because now you can learn from other places. You couldn't go to a library and learn the things that you can learn on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't go to a school and learn the things that you could learn on the internet. You couldn't go to a university and learn the things that you were learning on the internet. But now that you have this archive, you can learn from all over the world, and it's increasing your mental capacity with knowledge and information and things like that. So now we're going to go back to the third dimension, but now we're going to go into the fourth dimension. So let me give you an example of the fourth dimension, because some people are unknowingly already living the fourth dimension, but they're not aware. But you can't use it unless you aware. You see what I'm saying? Some things are going to happen naturally for people. Some people are going to go into the fourth, third, fourth, and fifth dimension naturally. And then some people are going to master these things, and they're going to be able to play with these dimensions. They're going to be aware of their surroundings. So when you're in the fourth dimension, let me give you an example. If I was to point at a tree, and I say, you probably heard this example before too, maybe then, if I was to point at a tree and say, what is that right there? And you look at it, I say, what do you see right there? And you look at it and say, I see a tree. Then your mind is stuck in the third dimension because you still just see a tree. Now, me personally, when I look at a tree, I see chairs, tables, I see handles for rifles. I see all type of things with that tree. You see what I'm saying? So it's a thought. You can't see the fourth dimension. You can see the third dimension. You can see height, width, and depth. You can't see the fourth dimension. It's a thought process. So now when you're in the fourth dimension, you're thinking of all possible outcomes of a situation. So you're not surprised that people dying, or you're not surprised that it was a situation somebody shot up a mass shooting in Buffalo, where I came from. You know, I've been saying to myself, even people that I'm around, hey, when we go in these stores and these places, we got to watch out for mass shooting. We got to move like this. We got to be ready to move, boom, 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 things like that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people should be more aware of these things. When you're thinking in the fourth dimension, you're thinking of all possible outcomes. So you setting traps and you protecting yourself. And this is the dimension where you break the curse. You know, you can't break the curse in the third dimension, because that's where you confuse. That's where the liberal arts controls everything you do, controls the ground you walk on, controls the TV you see, the visual aspect, you know, the uniform, everything. That's all liberal arts. It's all the Shakespeare of the world to confuse people, to keep them into gaming, and just keep you distracted so that you don't cross into the fourth dimension, so that you can think your way out of binds and think your way out of contracts and situations that they use to trick you in and force you in. So when you in that fourth, when you're in that fourth dimension, you know, you're starting to look for remedies. You're starting to think of remedies. You're starting to control your dreams. You know, instead of building an underground bunker, you build an underground bunker with an escape route, with booby traps. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing all the signs. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. And the signs are guiding you. The signs are your guiding light. See what I'm saying? And these are things that get you through life and give you life lessons. So when you're in the fourth dimension, you're not just lollygagging, walking to your car, la, 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 and somebody come up and get close enough to you to push you in your car and drive off with you. Or, you know, you're paying attention. You're staying focused of the world around you. And people that are in the third dimension, you know, they stuck on the block. They don't see anything outside of the block. They go on the block. They do some push-ups, hustle, do what they do. They go back home. That's all they know. And not saying traveling, you're going to learn anything, but in the fourth dimension, you start seeing all of the possibilities of a situation. Then you, with those possibilities, you're able to change your life, and you're able to observe somebody else's life, and you're able to see that they're in the third dimension, and you're not judging them from the fourth dimension. People in the third dimension, they're going to judge you. They're going to laugh at you. They can have all the money in the world. They're going to get all the money, and they're going to talk bad about the people that don't have the money, the people that's not in their position. They're going to say, look at y'all bums. Don't hang with broke people. Hang with bosses. They're going to say all this cliche shit from these motivational speakers that they not, they, you know, it's putting them, keeping them their mentality in that third dimension. You know what I'm saying? Just not having that awareness of somebody else's situation of a different struggle. In the fourth dimension, you're going to have that awareness. You're going to have that light. So you're going to see where you can step in and be a part of somebody's puzzle as opposed to saying, hey, you don't have the whole puzzle. So you ain't shit because you don't have the whole puzzle. You're going to be able to step in and say, hey, you need these two pieces? Take these two pieces. That's the fourth dimension. Now we're going to get into the fifth dimension, you know what I'm saying, which is everybody can't reach the fifth dimension. That's not possible. But the fifth dimension is being able to see the tree. The fourth dimension is thinking. That can be a chair, and that can be a table, and this and that from that tree in the house. And the fifth dimension is you being able to manifest that tree in that house. See what I'm saying? You being able to take and cut that tree down with whatever resources and tools you have, and you able to make a table out of that. That's just an example. That's not saying that's the whole thing. You know, when you're in the fifth dimension and fourth dimension, these things come in moments. They're not continuously, and they're not perpetual. They come in moments and situations and experiences. You know, you might have to kick into the fourth dimension when you're trying to outthink somebody trying to trick you or set a trap. You might kick into the fourth dimension. You might kick into the fifth dimension, you know, if you got to survive or if you discovering yourself. That's what it's all about. Why do we need to know about these dimensions? Because this is one of the bases of knowledge of self. Because if you don't know which dimension you're in, then you're going to be controlled by everything, everybody, every situation. You're going to be in a perpetual state of fear. A lot of people are still in that situation. They're going to be afraid. They're going to have no integrity. They're going to be sneaky as fuck. You're going to be doing all type of just crazy shit because you're not going to have a knowledge of self, so you're not going to know how to guide yourself. You're going to always, when you're in the third dimension, you're going to always be looking back at your past, and you're going to be blaming your past on your present, and you're not going to be creating your future. You're going to be saying, well, if this didn't happen, then you're not going to be able to escape none of your trauma. You're going to be stuck. That shit going to carry you all the way to your adulthood. You're going to write books. You're going to become famous, and you're going to be still laying on that trauma about what happened back then, you know, and not taking the lessons in that or not taking just the full experience of things that happened within your environment through other people. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in the fifth dimension, you start doing things like prophesizing. You start getting psychic ability. You start having wet dreams and controlling your dreams and things like that. You start you stop falling for the illusion of time. You start bending things at your will. When you want to create things, when you want certain success, like some people that are in the fifth dimension, you know, they know how to manifest a lot of things. If they want two beautiful women, they can manifest two beautiful women. You know, they thought about it in the fourth, they brought it into the fifth, and they actually living it and seeing the experience of it. You see what I'm saying? But some people do these things, but they're not aware of what it is that they're doing. They know that it's just happening. So let's say, for example, you want to be successful. You've been spending like years trying to be successful. You know, even myself, spending years trying to be successful, but it's not happening because I haven't graduated to the fifth dimension, and I'm working on it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not necessarily about finances either, but it's about building resources, having an abundance of your desires, what you desire. You know what I'm saying? And the human experience is to create a better The human experience is to create a better quality of life. That's what I'm trying to say. To create a better quality of life. As you grow, you come from nothing, you go to something. You want to create more resources so that you don't have to always be scarce, and so that you don't have to always have anxiety. so that your environment is abundant, because we shouldn't have to pay to live on this earth, because we are the only species that's paying to live on this earth. But that was set up by design from people that thought fifth dimensionally. They wanted to leave something here that would cause an adverse effect on people even after they're gone, and it's working to a T, but it's a necessary evil. It controls a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, but nature also controls supreme. Nature controls supreme, you know what I'm saying? So all these is tricks on the mind. When you are in the fifth dimension, you start to escape these things, you know. You start to see things, and you can predict things because you know the outcome of things. And like sometimes when I'm, this is also in the fourth dimension too, sometimes when I'm with my friends, I may say things to them, and, you know, then they may come into fruition, or they may, you know, protect them, because I can literally see these things before they happen. And then I had one of my friends said, damn, you could have been damn near been a psychic, because I called something out that would happen, and it happened just as I said. Even if you read my book, I call certain things out in my book that's also manifesting right now. It's not that I am a psychic. It's just that when you think of all possible scenarios of shit that can happen, and you say, okay, this can happen, and if that happens, that was one of the possible scenarios that you thought of. So I'm not going to keep blabbering. I believe I spoke my piece. I can't get my system back working, which I don't like that, because everything was working just fine. Now ain't nothing working. It's crazy as hell. But if you miss this lesson on the third, fourth, and fifth dimension, I even talk about the first and second dimension, you can always go to the blog at Blog Talk Radio Ascending Minds, and you can listen to the archive, or you can hit this video. I want y'all to share this video. But that's basically, you know, how you're going to know and observe your life and see what dimension you're in. And it's important to know, because then you get to hold yourself accountable, you know, for your self-preservation. You know, you get to know when you're shucking and jiving, you know what I'm saying? You get to be aware of your surroundings. You get to be aware of the world around you. You get to get in your head, you get like a mental navigation, a geographical location where you can just kind of tune into things without even being there, you know what I'm saying? So practice the fourth, fifth dimension. You can do studies on this. You can practice it. You can learn them. You can start manifesting things. This is what when they teach the monks how to bend the spoon and shit, they teach them how to manifest to the fourth and fifth dimension. They say it's all in the mind. Then they bend the spoon. I ain't seen nobody bend the spoon, but, you know, let's say you want to learn how to take and chop the tree and make some shit out of it. You want to take the tree and make an arrow so you can kill fish and eat. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to go into some type of fourth dimensional thinking outside of what just the tree is. You're going to, if you have these things, then you start studying. Then you know when you learn certain things, you know when somebody is bullshitting you. You know how to counter it. You know how to maintain your self-preservation, your self-determination, and things like that. But this thing is important to learn, because this is how I win a lot of these cases in court, because I already know what they're going to do. I done study everything that they can do. So when they come saying certain shit, I already know how to shut it down, because I already studied on how to shut it down. I was already doing fourth dimensional thinking. I didn't go in there just like looking up at a judge like, yes, sir, no, sir, and not expecting nothing. I mean, not unexpected of anything he would say. I knew all the possible things that he can say by going to court, studying other people's cases, studying everything, just taking the information and, you know, and filling it up in my mind to know what they can and what they can't do. And that's even just dealing with law enforcement, dealing with any type of gatekeeper. You know, you got to study the gatekeepers. You got to know how to control them with their rules and their ethics and laws and things like that. So let me go ahead and take a little break, and I'm gonna bring Hassan Bey in for a quick minute just to build with him. You know, he real sharp. I'm gonna talk about it when I come back on. Let me take this little break, and I'm gonna holler at y'all in a hot second. So stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Hold your horses, and I'll be back like Cook Crack. You heard me?
Yeah, so much problem with me so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Only for them we said them no popcorn. Them never know the place I was. People we know the real struggle me feel. And people like Creed and God. This music beat is like a battle to me. So much fucking hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies, Jah you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me peace. Jah you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy me need. Jah you keep me firm and strong. And really keep winning by any means, yeah. Jah you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know.
Okay. Back, I'm back. I just had to make that quick. I'm trying to get this over with because I'm hot. I want to relax. You know, I had to make the time and space to do the show, to break down these dimensions, you know what I'm saying, so that you can think on a higher level. When you're in situations, you can study on a higher level, you know, and you can outthink a lot of situations. That's what it boils down to, because you don't really have the manpower to go all out and die and whatnot. So I'm going to bring in Hassan Bey. Peace, brethren. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Peace, brother. Peace. How you doing?
All right. I hope they can hear you on this phone, man. I'm still trying to figure this shit out, but I appreciate you tuning in, man. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I just wanted to, you know, yeah, I wanted to bring you into light on this show because, you know, I took about 2-3 years off, and I haven't been studying. I haven't been doing nothing. I've been getting a lot of emails and phone calls and messages. Hey, man, come get this money to help me with this and that and that. And I'm like, no, I'm turning everything down because I was good. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I had an epiphany, and I said, let me get back into studying. So I got back into studying. Then I just, you know, when you're thinking in the fourth and you're thinking in the fifth dimension or the fourth dimension, basically, you're going to hear certain things that's going to resonate with you. It's going to be certain things that people say or do, and you're going to be relatable to it. You know what I'm saying? So Hassan put out some information that I was trying to get into, and I always knew it was going to come to this because I always been hearing information, but I strayed away from it. So I wanted to learn from somebody that was a good, that knew how to teach real good. And I just want to say, man, you are a very good teacher the way you put things together when you read, you know what I'm saying? And I think that people are missing this blessing because they not tuning in. They too busy trying to do all this other bullshit, and they not missing the flow. So they're going to miss the bus, and then they're going to come back like, hey, man, what was that you was talking about? You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the reasons why I shut a lot of people off when I put them on to something, and I see they not paying attention. Then they come back, hey, man, what you talking about? I send them to the book. I done did all the reading I could do. But I wanted to give you your honors and respect, and if you want to say anything to the people and shout out what you got going on so they can tune in, you know, the floor is open.
So I wanted to basically touch on.
Can you come in on my live? Cause I can't really hear you on here.
The live on Facebook.
Yeah, I wonder. Can I bring you in on a live? I really can't hear you too good on here. I don't know why.
Hold on. Let me see.
See, like I said, I was all set up, ready to go, and I would have been able to hear you if this wouldn't happen, but I bet as soon as I end my show, all this shit gonna come back on. All my computer shut off. Oh,
can you
shit,
hear
hold
me
up.
Better
came
now?
On. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Stay on there. Came back on. Let me see.
If you only list your vacation home on Airbnb, you might attract.
See, they got some bullshit. Hold on. 1 second. Say something.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Damn, this shit is crazy. Let me sign out on here. Give me a second. I'm going to sign out on here, and I'm going to log in on here. I don't know why that
happened.
Give me a second. My bad, man. I'm just trying to sort this thing out, man. They want to play games with me like this.
It's all good. You know they. You know how they do. All the interruptions. Throw you off your.
Yeah, man. That definitely.
A little bit.
That definitely threw me off. Because I was ready. I was just ready to go on. Now I'm scrambling to damn get everything together. And I want people to hear this. I want people to hear, you know, everything you got to say, because I believe that you one of the light children. You know, I heard your voice. I heard the things you, how you read, how you comprehend things. And I like learning. I haven't found too many people that I can learn from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I'm definitely excited to see what's to come with what you got going on. Let me just try to get out of here and see if I can go in here. I don't know why this is doing it. This is crazy, man. My bad, man. Pardon me. Pardon me, man.
Take your time. Take your time, brother.
I want people to hear you clearly, because I don't want them to miss not one word. Just like they pay attention to these rappers and when they know every word of the rap song and shit, I want them to hear every word, because I believe that you know, we're going to continue to enlighten people, and they need this enlightenment and awareness, you know what I'm saying, so that we can grow. But if people not listening and not tuning in, how they expect us to grow and keep this message alive? You know, after a while, you get tired. That's why I kind of dipped out, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, listen,
yep.
Y'all can start listening to the shows now. If y'all don't want to hear me live in the flesh, you want to go hear motherfucking one of them fake-ass leaders and shit, then be my guest.
Yeah. So
y'all see y'all did all that voting. Y'all done did all that voting, and you still in the same boat.
Right. See, that's one of the reasons why I, because for years I spoke about, you know, credit and, you know, things of that nature. And it seems to me like when I was given the information and educating the people on the information, it was like nobody was listening. You know what I'm saying? And then I come to a point. And when I come to a point where I, you know, they see I got, you know, I get my credit right, and then I acquire a few different things, you know, third dimensional things, because in their mind it's really like that's the thing that gets you. That's the thing that gets you going. You know, that's
the
thing that
money.
Gets you
I like
going.
How you said that.
You know what I'm saying? They can't see if just like you saying, if I'm in the fourth or fifth dimension. And I can see something that y'all can't see, and I'm telling you about it. And not only am I telling you about it, I'm finding the resources and I'm putting them in your face, and I'm educating you on it as I'm going through it. It's like, and you don't want to hop on the train. Yeah, you don't want to take heed. So until the last minute, and, you know, now you want to – so I, you know what I figured out? I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Your show now, press
going,
1.
My bad.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on.
Goodbye.
Let me log out of this. I want people to hear you. I need it louder. Let me log out of this real quick and hang up, and I'm gonna hit you. Stay on.
I will.
All right. Yeah, we ain't gonna do this common thinking shit. We elevating. Can you hear me? Hold on. Okay, there you go. All right, now we back. All right, go ahead and kick it.
So basically, you know, I basically came to the conclusion that, you know, I'm not going to spend my time anymore, a lot of my time anymore, trying to individually educate most of the individuals that was around me and the people that I was meeting. So what I did was I said, you know, I'm just going to spend a little bit of time on this subject and, you know, create a class on it and then put that out there for the individuals that basically you know, that needed the information. And,
basically,
you know,
the individuals that attract.
Yeah, the individuals that it attract. Thank you. And
yeah.
From there, I would basically deal with those individuals. So what I come to find out is that you can't really make individuals move when you want them to move. You know, they move on their own time. It's a learning experience for everyone. So when someone is ready to move on something, it's they'll be ready to move on it. And all of those things are based on the individual person's experience. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to touch on I wrote something down as you was talking. It said, how to get out the third dimension. So how to get out the third dimension. And as you was talking, that question came to my mind. So I want to throw a seed of thought out there of how you get out the third dimension, okay? Because I like remedy. And this is a trait of an individual that is living on that is fourth dimension or fifth dimension. Resolution and remedy is a trait of an individual that's on those dimensions. Okay, so how to get out the third dimension. All right, so you can look, what I wrote down, I said you can look out and realize you are not the only one going through trauma. All right, so basically what I realized in our community specifically, our community has a lot of trauma. We deal with a lot of trauma, like in trauma in all aspects. Like you can think of the worst thing, you can think of the simplest thing. Hold on one second. Hold on, please.
Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to everybody that tuned in on a live.
Hey.
Tomorrow.
Hey, I'm here.
Watch out. Yeah, go ahead, y'all.
All right, excuse me, brother. All right, so you can look out and you can realize that you're not the only one going through trauma. All right, so number one, we have to identify, number one, that our community has been through trauma in all aspects. You can literally think of the worst thing or the simplest thing, and you can say, you know, our community basically has been through that. So one of the things that, go ahead.
Let me. I'm not cutting your wisdom. I just wanted to just reference that. I don't feel like it's our community. I feel like a bird can't fly in a cage. I feel like if you put a bird or a bunch of birds in a cage, I don't feel like it's their community. I think their community is their environment where it's natural. You see what I'm saying? So we kind of got to also observe that, you know, this was created. That we was displaced here, like, you know what I'm saying? We didn't create our own community. So we can we really call it our community? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying as far as like our
we
basically okay. So basically what I was saying is like since we've been through I'll say it like this then. Globally, you have a people that has been through a lot of trauma, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's been through trauma, all right? The trauma that each individual goes through, you know, or communities go through, you basically have to realize that in your own individual situation, you're not the only one going through that trauma. All right. So once you realize that you're not the only one, like, because people be feeling like they're the only one going through the situation that they're going through, and it makes you feel, and that makes that in itself, it makes you feel low, lonely, all the words that you can probably it makes you feel like that when you feel like you're the only one going through it.
Yeah.
But when you step back and realize that you're really not the only one, if you can't, it's basically like a selfish thought for real, to think that you are the only one that's going through the things that you're going through. No, you're not. You're really You're really not the only one going through that same exact situation. You're not.
Right, right.
So just that in itself, it brings ease to you. You know, it brings some kind of, like relief to know that you're not the only one going through it. That's why AA meetings and all of these different meetings like that, that's why these things work, because you realize that you're not the only one going through that.
And you know what's true about what you just said. Now, some people say, well, it could be worse. If somebody going through way worse than what I'm going through, it brings them ease by just saying that, knowing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Deep right there what you just said.
Yeah. So another thing, all right?
Uh-huh.
Identify your another way to get out of the third dimension is to basically identify your own trauma, okay?
Mm.
So they came out with this whole like, kind of like religion on it, and they called it Scientology, all right?
Mm.
And all of these different individuals was part of, like, Tom Cruise, and all of these different people was part of this Scientology movement. So basically what it was, though, is basically when I looked at it and what I got from it, they would sit you down and they would go back, because what happens is when you go through trauma, you become deaf, dumb, and blind to the trauma that happened to you, and you basically get stuck in that time frame. So check what happens out. Something can happen to you. Boom. Like, let's say something traumatizing happened to you at this very moment. All right. If you don't talk to the individual that traumatized you, or if you don't, it's only two ways to get out of it. All right. Real bad trauma. Talk to the individual that traumatized you, or give it to God. Give it to the Most High. That's mm-hmm. the only two ways to get rid of trauma. Give it to the Most High, or talk to the individual that traumatized you. Okay? So to find an understanding, because that's the only thing that you're trying to do, to find an understanding, because once you realize that the person that traumatized you could have been traumatized, or more likely was traumatized too, then you realize that, hey, all of this is because of trauma.
Hmm.
So number one is Scientology basically had it to where you could go back in time. What they would do is they would ask you questions, specific questions, to basically go back into your Akashic records, your mind, to figure out when in time that were you traumatized, so you can actually bring it back up, and then you'd be able to speak about it to someone. You understand what I'm saying?
So they teach them how to tap into the fourth dimension to create that past situation to the now.
And then so now when you bring it back up to the now, you're able to speak about it. You're able to get remedy because you lost it. You became deaf, dumb, and blind. You know how they say that, oh, you 60 years old or 50 years old and you still act like a child because of certain characteristics that they have. That's because the trauma happened to them, and they got stuck in time, and they forgot when it happened. So somebody has to ask them specific questions in order for them to go back in their mind to figure out, oh, I forgot about that. That did happen. And boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? So certain traumas happen to where someone never forgets it, and they just hold on to it. And basically it ruins them throughout their whole entire life. It's basically like a baggage. So in order to get rid of that, you have to go back to that situation in order to relieve yourself of that situation, because the only thing that you're trying to find out the whole time is understanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did this happen to me? You feel like you're the only one that went through that.
Yeah.
But you're not.
So would you say the government is good at causing trauma? Or the creators of the government, or the aristocratic people?
I would say that the I would say that the Most High would have to, I would bring it all the way back to the Most High again, because the Most High would have to, well, in my opinion, the Most High would have to allow something like that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Or so try to blaming it on, or trying to put it off on, I guess, like, okay, let me say this. I remember you said that, and when you just was going into your class, you were saying that a fifth dimensional being can basically, to sum it up, what you were saying, what I got from it is that a fifth dimensional being basically can put a seed of thought out there and make it manifest. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with the systems that we have out here, are basically made manifest by fifth dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just like, for example, blockchain. Blockchain is a new system, the newest system. And just like the internet was the new system prior to the blockchain, people don't realize that the internet enslaved a lot of people.
Mm.
The internet enslaved a lot of people.
Mm.
So basically, what I'm going to explain what I mean by that. So it's basically the seed of thought, but systems are really the instruments and methods of really enslaving people. When you have a system or a seed of thought to create a type of system, and you actually make and you manifest that system, you know what I'm saying? So these mm-hmm. systems that we have in place right now, they actually are what you want to call it. They're advanced systems. People that stuck in the third dimension, they can't adapt to the new system. They can't adapt to the new system.
Oh. y'all see why I'm going forward, right? You're kicking it.
So what I want to explain, and then I'll finish, right? So,
okay.
How the internet is enslaving people. All right, I want to explain what I mean by that. All right, the internet is enslaving people by this. We get on the social media all day. We're entertained by Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok,
YouTube.
All of these social media platforms, we're being entertained and we are consumers of this system, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? This system, you can make $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $20,000 a month. I know I've seen people make $250,000 a month off of this same system. It's a new system. Okay, we have people, and let me explain what I mean by using an old system and a new system. An old system is one that we have to work so hard to get money off of. Like, we got to work day in and day out because we are working off of these old systems. But like I said before, the new systems, like the internet, allow you to not work so hard and put a digital product online to where you're not working hard, and then you can put ads behind that digital product, and now you're making consistent money every month without moving, without leaving your home. So it's a system that works. However, if you're stuck in the old system and you can't see that it's a new system, a new advanced system, then you're not going to be able to adapt to it, and you're going to stay working so hard because you're not adapting to a new advanced system. So blockchain is the same way. So basically what blockchain is going to do, because it's the newest system, advanced system, it's going to take over the internet. You hear it all the time, but people just don't know what it means. So just like the internet took over, for example, the internet took over the music industry. They used to sell CDs, but now they don't do CDs no more. They do views. And how do you get the views? How do artists actually get views? They have to pay for, they have to use the new system, which is what? Pay for advertisement from the social media companies. So having a digital product and using the internet is actually part of the new system. But like I said before, that system is dying now because of blockchain. It's not going to be all the way completely dead for years to come. However, it is dying. Like, it really is dying. All right. But yeah.
Nah, that's deep, man. I like the things you said, man. Definitely some eye openers. You know what I'm saying? Something to think about. That's why we do these shows, to enlighten people so that they can get that spark, get them out that third dimension. You know what I'm saying? Break them out that
third dimension.
It's always systems actively working to keep you in that third dimension. So we're trying to get
you out.
When you start
going in about you blew my mind when you was talking about the first and second dimension. I was over here like, oh. I was like, oh, man. I was like, yo.
You can kind of see it, right? You can see the visualization of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you made it make so much sense throughout explaining
the first
through the fifth. Yeah, you made it make so much sense from the first to the fifth dimension. Like, you made it practical. You made it, and yeah, it was just real.
The English term, like, so that you can kind of comprehend it easily, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
yes,
I was that sperm. We all was that sperm.
Yeah, that's kind of how, like, as you was going, I'm like, oh, man, I got to write down this. I got to write down that. Oh, the last thing I had was this, too, because it was, like, one more thing that you could do to get out of the, to get yourself out of the third dimension, which is basically, I pulled up, like, follow the laws of, like, Mayat. So you don't have to. All right, so let me see if I can pull it back up real quick. All right, so the 42
laws
of Mayat.
Yeah.
So basically these laws, you do these things, and basically, you know, you don't look at these things like, I have not committed sin, I have not committed robbery with violence, I have not stolen, I have not slain anybody. So when you start to look at this, don't look at it just like so practical. Look at it as a mindset. So I have not committed sin. Like, of course, like, according to a lot of us, I mean, we're human. So basically you want to look at this as like a mindset, you know, like, you know, I will not commit sin to the best of my abilities, or like not even like that. Basically, when you are going into a situation, just know these laws in the back of your mind. Basically, that's what I'm trying to say. So when you're in any situation, keep these in the back of your mind, and it will basically help you self-reflect and become a better individual. You know what I'm saying? So it's like laws. It's like the more you, it's like you have a choice. Everybody, you have a choice to go right or go left. When a situation presents itself, always just go right. Just do the right thing. So when you do that, and you live in honor, you live in peace, you know, and you have integrity, you stand on what you believe. And when you do all of those things, and you actually have no ill intent against the next man, and because when you meet other people, you don't, like, you can't go to a, like, when you're trying to meet somebody, you can't just throw up that wall and say that, oh, I can't trust him, da 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 da. Like, that's right. Not, you know what I'm saying? That's another form of trauma.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to realize we have to give everybody the same respect that we want. But the thing is what I'm coming to find out is that we have a lot of fears. So we don't like basically opening up to the next individual, and which caused from the start some kind of like a confusion. You know what I mean?
Disconnection.
So yeah, like a disconnection.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just like understanding, like, you know, okay, the last thing I got was basically knowing thyself, learning the principles of God, basically, and knowing thyself. And that's basically the same thing. It's the same thing. Knowing thyself. You know, you always want to work on yourself and make yourself when you go through say, how could I have made that, you know, relationship better, or how could I make this business deal better? You know, to where it could, you know, so you always want to look to making everything a lot better, you know what I'm saying, with everything, every situation, and yeah, bro,
when you're thinking in a fourth dimension, you can project your relationship with somebody 10, 20 years ahead and know exactly how you're going to treat that person, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can meet somebody and know that you're going to be a good friend, a good partner, a good lover. You're going to be good to them, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to doing snake stuff and being shady, you know, not having integrity. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, this is definitely tapping in for people, man. That's just thinking from a third dimensional mindset. You know, it's tapping in for them to start awakening themselves and seeing from other perspectives. And also knowing thy enemy as well, because, you know, that's a part of your life too. You're going to have some type of enemy against you, you know what I'm saying? Especially in this day and age, you know what I'm saying? So you got to know who that is too, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. How do you feel about, actually going through, how do you feel like taking action on, like if you're protecting yourself, you see something coming, you have a vision and you see some negative that could possibly happen. Would you leave that up to the Most High, or would you try to take action upon would you try to take action to avoid or to protect, you know, something from happening? Like,
I see what you mean. The way I feel about that is, if it's not a personal at your doorstep, see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to go on the offense depending on how you live and depending on where you at. You got to protect yourself, because I know, you know, we was dealing with street beasts, you know, sometimes you can't just sit there and knowing people know where you live at. You got to go find them so you can stop them from coming to get you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is the next question. What about if it's in your inner circle? What if it's a friend? What if it's a friend and you can see that they really have ill intent? However, you know, how about if it's a friend that you've known forever, but, you know, envy, jealousy, all of these things come into play.
I'm hearing you, but this is the thing. Now, when you thinking in the fourth dimension, you already anticipated these things. It's just like anticipating that everybody got to die one day. You don't know when, but when they do, you should not be surprised. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's going to go for
right.
who? You should not be surprised if you fall out with any one of your friends. You know what I'm saying? Because that's always a possibility, thinking from the fourth dimension. So you prepare yourself for that. So when I fall out with friends, when I fell out with a few of my friends, I don't treat them as enemies. I may just cut them off, but then we end up getting cool later, or I may come and talk to them and settle it. I may say, hey, let's revisit that trauma. Now, we fell out because of this, so let's just go our separate ways. You go your way, I go my way, boom, and that's that. We're not going to be antagonizing each other and trying to, you know, nitpick at each other, talking about each other, dropping dirt and whatnot and inside secrets. We're just going to say, hey, we're going to part ways. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if they was your friend for that long, y'all should at least be able to have a meeting of the minds on that and go y'all separate ways. You know what I'm saying? I don't worry about no money. If somebody owe me money, I just clear that debt. I don't be like, hey, man, you owe me $5,000, $10,000. I don't give a shit about none of that money shit. You see what I'm saying? I only care about growing for my future. Now, if it's a personal threat, like they saying, I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you, I don't really take threats lightly. Like, I want to fight you or wherever it got to go, it got to go. You see what I'm saying? Not saying that I want to do that, but. Like, I literally don't take threats lightly because I feel like now you fucking with my self-preservation. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you harm me. Exactly. You might hit me the wrong way. We might get in a fight. You might stab me, hit an artery or some shit, thinking you just stabbed me to hurt me. You might kill. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot to survive for at the moment. So it's, you know, I don't want to throw too much out there, but, you know, you got to.
Yeah, if someone is now being that the situation, what if someone is not telling you, but you can like, all right, so what if someone is not telling you?
You know, a lot
that
of
they
time,
have a, like, they have an issue with you, but you know it.
This
and
is
it's
the
like,
thing. Go this ahead. Is the thing. I hear you. I'm hearing you. But a lot of times when you have friends and you meet people, they constantly sizing you up when they got that mentality. They constantly sizing you up, seeing how much they can get on you, the size of you, like, oh, he can't beat me, so they playing that in their head. So they going to try to talk shit about you, knowing he not going to walk up, he not no shooter, he not this. You know, they going to measure you on that. Certain people play off of that, just like if you was to go in prison. You know, people going to play off of your size, your aggressiveness, your resources, who you know. You see what I'm saying? So they going to say, okay, he not a shooter. He be by himself all the time. Okay, I can go ahead and violate him, and he can't get at me. You know what I'm saying? But then when they see that you're going to come straight at him, they're going to think twice about what they say about you and how they talk about you to other people and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So it could have been somebody just sizing the person up from the gate, waiting to fall out, looking for a reason. Jealous the whole time. People do live like that. They don't see you proper.
And that's and that's more of the situation I'm talking about, because that's I wanted to Dennis talk about that situation, because that's a dangerous situation right there.
It's a dangerous situation everybody.
Yeah, that's a dangerous situation right there, for real.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's good, like, to come. I always smooth it out. Like, if I fall out with somebody, if we're not going to fight, how can we smooth this out? I really don't want to fight, but I do like fighting. So if you want to fight, we can fight, but I don't want to hurt you. Like, if I fight somebody, I'm not trying to hurt them. You see what I'm saying? I might rough them up.
Yeah.
And then after that, hopefully we don't ever have an issue again in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on just that, because I was going, because when we broke down all of the trauma and everything like that, you know, I deal with a lot of individuals with trauma. And like I said, like, I've been through my own traumas and everything like that. The only thing that got me out of the third dimension, which is really a lot of trauma for real. The only thing that got me out of the third dimension was actually dealing with my own trauma, becoming responsible and for my own traumas and everything like that, and just dealing with them. You know what I'm saying? Either going back and talking about them, or just giving it to the Most High. You know,
absolutely. You had to heal yourself, but you had to find yourself first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You had to know that you was traumatized and how to handle it, because ain't nobody really teaching us that. So when things happen, we be
numb to them. We get numb to it. We start accepting. And we say, man, I'm tough. I can get through all this, when really it's just adding on to more and more and more. We're not finding the peace. And then we add to it. So we may be in the mall fighting and doing, you know, doing reckless shit because of the trauma. So we can't think for the other person. In the fourth dimension, you thinking for other people too. So you might say, nah, let me not do this, for we both end up in a situation. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So, basically one of the key things of what you're saying is being able to identify the either the trauma or, like I was saying earlier, the system. Once you're able to start identifying things, then you're able to fix them. If you can't identify it, then you're gonna forever remain lost.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, what I like is I love individuals that become my family and everything like that. Tell me about myself. I love someone to tell me about myself. Please point out all of my flaws and point out things about me so I can analyze those things within myself and fix them.
That's true. That happened to me before, man. You know, I was doing something and somebody told me, and that sharpened me right up. I got right on it. I said, okay, I am doing that. I sharpened it right up, though. So that's definitely a lesson, too. Yeah. But I hope that people really caught this message, man. This was a deep one right here. And this is going to be able to give you some type of guidance that you're not learning in these schools and institutions. And you're going to be able to really be accountable for your self-preservation and how you treat others and your level of thinking. You know what I'm saying? So this is a real good one right here, man. I appreciate you tapping that.
Thank you, brother. Can I go ahead and put my information out there?
That's what I'm about to say. Tell them how they can reach you and whatever else you got to tell them. Floor is yours.
Okay. So for everybody that's listening, you know, I do credit. I do a lot of different things, but we're starting off with our community with doing credit because we understand that we're trying to get these finances together during this time. This is a very, 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 very hostile time right here in the global economy. So we want to be able to get our finances up real quick so we can make some moves. We have business of setting up empires in Africa while the dollar is still means something in other countries, because the dollar is definitely going down. So what we want to do is fix your credit up, boost your credit, and put you on a plan to where you'd be able to get some residual income. Y'all can reach me on Instagram. Zenodoshi is at Zenodoshi, Xenodoche. So it's at Zenodoshi, excuse me, on Instagram.
In my chat, if you don't mind. And then
can
y'all
I put
go
it in there?
Yeah, go to my friends list and look up Hassan Bey, HassanBey.
Yeah. That's the Facebook, Hassan Bey. And we're having another class. I'm putting out, I'm working real hard to put this class out tomorrow, a replay of the master class I did on credit on last weekend, May 8th. So that should be out tomorrow. And we're going to, yep.
Let me touch on the credit thing, man. That master class you did was beautiful, man. I learned so much shit. I thought I knew a lot of shit. I learned a lot more shit. Now I'm even more of a beast with credit.
Thank you.
You sent me off in other directions, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. Oh, hold up, whoa. So that shit definitely blew my mind, and, you know, I'm more astute in that credit shit now, man. So, man, they in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, look, hey, you threw some game out there in the community and everything, too. I'm going to make sure I put that community link out there. What you threw some game out there to tighten everybody up so that we all working as a community. That's why I want to get everybody to understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I like your vision, man. That's one thing that resonates with me, because that's what I've been thinking. But I was really felt like I was the only one thinking that. But the other people I was around that was doing it, they wasn't really thinking as a community. They was really thinking, I seen their intentions was really just selfishly, and I didn't want to be a part of that. You see what I'm saying? So I never indulged in it, and it was turning me off. You know what I mean?
I understand.
But the way you're teaching, the way you're doing it, man, it's deep, and I'm all ears, and I'm you know, I want to be with the program and get it going on with you and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You already know the white man. We're a lot, for real.
Absolutely. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to see if anybody else want to come in. You finish your information or you got some more to tell them?
Nope, that's it. I'm still listening, brother. I'm here.
All right, blessings.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you. All right, so, yeah, that was Hassan Bey, real deep-minded, and I appreciate his info. And, you know, I'm getting back into reading and working on my books and everything else. And I got some shit for y'all, so y'all need to really just tune in. Even if you're not using it, just tune in. You're going to get enlightened. You're going to wake up on all levels. I got over 200 shows out. You're going to wake up on all levels. You're going to see things in layman's terms for what they are. You're going to know what's going on around you. You're going to lift the veil. That's the purpose. You got to lift the veil. Somebody's pulling the wool over your eyes, or you keeping it over your own eyes. And sometimes people say that they're their own worst enemy. That's the truth. They also have enemies abetting that to keep you as your own worst enemy. So it's time to shine your light on yourself so that you can see these things and awaken and get out that deep sleep that you in. You know what I'm saying? If somebody was talking as direct, like back in the day as we are now, I would have been on a whole nother level. I'd have been fully woke. I had to learn this from just words, just listening and hearing things and questioning things. You know what I'm saying? I believe that we putting out some of the best knowledge that I've heard so far, the best knowledge. So you can really go anywhere. You're going to get little bits and pieces, but a lot of this stuff has a source. And I've been doing this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this since like 2005, maybe, putting out information, helping, doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time doing it, but I also have a goal in doing this. I want to make sure that I accomplish that goal. So if anybody else got any questions, you want to call into the show, the call-in number is 515-605-9749. If you already called into the show, you just press the number 1. It's going to raise your hand. If you got any comments, you want to drop some knowledge or any questions, you can come in and do that. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end the show and get up out of here. It's been real. And thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? So tune in, and we got more shows too. We got Eulogy on here, we got Sale on here, and we got Mike Needle on here. I don't know the exact show dates. I don't know the exact show dates and time. I should have wrote that down. But if y'all tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ascendedminds, you're gonna see all of our shows, and we're gonna keep dropping them. This is the classes in session. This knowledge without the college. So let's go. Study and show thyself approved. That's how we doing it. Study and show thyself approved. So if I teach you something one time, don't keep coming back asking me the same thing. You got to study and show thyself approved. That's what I had to do. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I'm going to leave y'all with this song that I came in with. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Tune in next week every Saturday at 9 p.m. I'll make it happen. I'm going to try to do my best. Make it happen every Saturday at 9 p.m. We're going to keep touching into this deep topics in depth, learning yourself, learn your enemy, learning how to pull your resources, how to create things. Man, it's just so much. Y'all about to be in for a real treat. So thank you for tuning in to the Ascended Mind Show. It's your boy, the one and only Uno Self. And I'm gone.
So much problem with my so-called friends. Problem with the girl I love. Only for them we said them know back on. Them never know the place I was. People we know the real struggle me feel. And people like speed and cuss. This music beat is like a battle to me. So much fucking hatred and grudge. But in the midst of all his enemies,
Jah, you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me deep. Jah, you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy I need. Jah, you keep me firm and strong. And really keep winning by any means, yeah. Jah, you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Me no friend with the media. Everyone already know. Some people can believe everything them keep on TV. Everything them hear on radio. Them see how with your thing I need them one. Them plan up how we take it from you. God now go back to farm, my boy me drop. Empty I'm a keep on you. But in the means of all his enemies. Shall you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet. Shall you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy I need. Shall you keep me firm and strong. And you will keep winning by enemies. Jah, you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Strong already. Strong already. Strong already, you know. Them no want fi see me happy. Them no want fi see me make it up. Oh, why do some photocopy? The most power them gain is with them out. All who are trying to stop papi. Not a victim when we do. Billions for not nice, billions for dress gold. Get to youth to make it and no be ungrateful. Big old Spani Hillion who are button grateful. Pretty gal a give me wings like Red Bull. All I am the from me waist and was every clip full. You can't trust it up to me that them very skillful. Now we not the means of all these enemies. Jah, you keep me firm and strong. Bad mind and jealousy just get me feet. Jah, you keep me firm and strong, yeah. Give me the energy I need. Jah, you keep me firm and strong. And you only keep winning by any means.